Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX. RE/MAX, above the crowd.
The race for South Africa's green economy is on, though you would be forgiven for not really noticing it. But it is happening, say proponents of the green economy. And they're getting on with it, while most of us have our heads buried in the complexities of vaccine politics. So, in the past few weeks, two big solar power projects have switched on to commercial operations. They are both in the Northwest Province, which is a good location as it's a dry and sunburned province. Not too sunburned, though, as we are not talking about desert biomes. If you look at the map, there are a number of perfectly sustainable towns at the center of an agricultural web that produces mainly grains. And there's quite a bit of livestock farming as well, and many inhabitants. So, what's happening to change the previous economy of the Northwest? De Wilts Solar is generating 50 megawatts from 169,000 solar panels in the Madibeng municipality, close to the town of Brits. And in addition to the electricity fed into the national grid, there are community projects in a 50-kilometer radius which will benefit, ranging from an HIV clinic to a handmade building brick business. Then there's a bigger solar panel plant in Northwest, which has also just come online. This one is near the historic town of Zierist in Groot-Mariko territory, where Oom Skalk Lawrence held sway with his riveting anecdotes all those years ago. Well, he existed in the imagination of our celebrated author Herman Charles Bosman, although he wasn't real in the sense of, well, real. But if he were to come back now and lay eyes on the rows and rows of photovoltaic panels basking in the sun, what would he say? But the Zierist solar project is real all right, and it's big. It covers 179 hectares, just over 250,000 PV panels, 75 megawatts wired into the grid at an Eskom switching station. And again, spin-off development projects in health and education in communities throughout the district of Ikageleng, Henryville, Olienhout Park, Shalimar Park, Welbedacht and Groot-Mariko, as well as extending to 40 villages located within the Remotsere-Mooiloa local municipal area. And that's not all. I haven't highlighted two other Northwest Province solar plants, Waterloo and Bokomoso, very similar to Zierist and De Wilt, all wholly owned by South African entities and contributing to balancing the zero-carbon energy landscape with renewable operations. These solar plants are 100% locally owned and operated and are part of an alternative investment option being promoted through African Infrastructure Investment Managers, AIIM, a member of Old Mutual Alternative Investments. So the big players are coming to the party, and the tide is turning in the right low-carbon direction, and one day it'll become quite noticeable for something completely different. From energy to food. Do you like cashew nuts? What a question. I love them, particularly in Eastern-style dishes at a Thai restaurant. But what I learned from the Farmers Weekly is pleasantly surprising. The cashew nut is really a seed, and it grows as a sort of appendage under the bright yellow cashew apple on the cashew tree. It's a pear-shaped fruit that is delicious in itself and makes refreshing juice. And the jacket around the cashew nuts contain highly prized acid oils, which are extracted and used in heat-resistant brake linings and clutch plates on your car. Fancy that, from cashew nuts. Cashew trees are tropical, of course, but they do quite well in northern KZN and really well in Mozambique. Truly, the natural world is full of wonders. You've been listening to Being Green on Fine Music Radio, and I'll join you again anon. From John Richards, thanks for listening. Bye.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX. RE/MAX, above the crowd.
A global challenge to environmentalists is to make all people aware of how their behavior impacts on the Earth's natural resources. How we tread as individuals, corporates, and government affects the circle of life. Galinda Moser of RE/MAX Living is committed to the health and well-being of your family. This starts with your home and ends with your planet. That's why Galinda is the proud sponsor of Being Green on Fine Music Radio. For now and future generations. RE/MAX, above the crowd.